Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to thinking about great inventors and entrepreneurs, most people think about men, not women. But the next generation of geniuses and captains of industry will likely include more women. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is trying to inspire girls to be in that number. And tonight you're going to hear about a program that's lending a hand, and you are also going to meet two members of that next generation. My guests are Tanaga Boozer. She is a program advisor with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. 15-year-old Takaya Roberts and 9-year-old Zuri Davis are participants in the program. And Dorothy Jones Davis is Zuri's mother. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Lines are open if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I am so glad that you're coming in. We're going to talk to the girls in just a bit. They are absolutely sparkling. And that doesn't just mean some of the inventions that I've seen here. They are. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. I like girls. So anyway, Tanaga, talk to me about what is this program with the Patent and Trademark Office?
So I work for the Office of Education and Outreach within the Patent Office, and we spend a lot of time with young people, and we just notice that girls sometimes take a second seat to guys when they're in technical or STEM-like programs. And so this program is just meant to inspire girls to be the best that they can be, to actually reach beyond those general skills and, you know, explore some of the STEM fields and talents that they have.
How long has this program been active, and what was the genesis of it?
Well, actually, the education program has been going on for 6 years, but this notion of trying to target girls, it's probably been around for a couple years where we've noticed this issue with girls, but this particular program came up just a few months ago when there was a technical robotics group said, you know, something's happening when the kids are playing with these robots and building these robots, entering competitions. We notice sometimes the girls are just not where the boys are. And so they actually wanted to have 100 of these girl-powered events around the country. And so
100?
100. And so the Patent Office, of course, took the opportunity to say, we would love to host one. So we're hosting ours next Saturday.
For those who aren't really familiar with the Patent Office or the Trademark Office, usually when you see U.S. Patent Office, it's probably in an old Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote cartoon. I'm speaking my age now. But what does your office do?
So actually, the Patent Office, it's the opposite of what you just explained. We are America's innovation agency. And if you visit us in Alexandria, you'll see that it's a very beautiful, open, airy, wonderful building. We have satellite offices around the country as well. But the Patent Office particularly, our office is the Education Outreach Office. We believe that intellectual property, patents, trademarks, and copyright, those are basic skills that every child should have as they grow up. We shouldn't just wait until they finish college, get degrees in engineering and science to understand how to invent and to be creative. So our office spends a lot of time with a lot of youth, with teachers, with students around the country trying to empower them to actually use their intellectual talents to actually innovate and to create and make this world a better place for all of us.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about inspiring the next generation of women inventors and entrepreneurs. We're here with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And if you have a comment or a question, give us a call. I promise I will take as many phone calls as we can tonight. But we've got to meet our guests of honor. And I'm going to start with 15-year-old Takaya Roberts. Hey, Takaya.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, What are you doing in this program? Talk to me about it.
So what I'll be doing is I'll have a 3D printing STEM workshop. And what we'll be doing there is talking about 3D printing technology and just things you can do with it.
Now, explain 3D printing, because usually when I think of printing, I think 2D, as in 8 by 10 paper.
Okay. So it's not that much of a difference, honestly. It still works basically the same way, except 3D printing, the ink can be plastic. So the ink is plastic or any other material. They can have copper, nylon. It can be anything, really. But 3D printing is a fabricating of an object. So you have something on the computer that's 2D or 3D, and then you can design it, edit it, put your name on it, whatever you want to do to it, and then you can print it out in a plastic or any other material, and it'll be three-dimensional after that.
So you're making stuff.
Basically, yeah.
So what are you said anything, so what are you making?
The possibilities are honestly endless. You can make anything. I make a lot of keychains. That's the main seller for me. I make a lot of keychains. I made a Thor's hammer, Jordan shoes, like the little Jordan. I made that a keychain.
What do you know about Jordan? You're not old enough to remember Jordan. Go ahead.
Anything. Like I said, right now we're making girl-powered little trophies to give out to the girls who were there. So, yeah, that's the project right now.
That's fantastic. How did you get involved in this?
It was at a convention. I've always liked to work with my hands and just do little things here and there. So we went to the convention and I saw the printer and I just wanted to stay there forever. Like, I didn't want to leave. And my mom was like, come on, Takaya, let's see what else is here. So I eventually left after, you know, a little bit of nagging. And I think we went back. I think they were printing an octopus. That day they were printing an octopus and I was so fascinated. I went to another class for 3D printing. And then little did I know, a few weeks later, I got a printer for my birthday.
A 3D printer?
Yeah, I got a 3D printer for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what do your parents do for a living? I always thought those things were expensive, but we'll talk about that later. I want to talk to your partner over here, where's my paper? Here we go. I wanted to make sure I had this right. Zuri Davis, 9-year-old Zuri Davis. Hey, Zuri.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
So how does my bow tie look?
It looks perfect.
That's right. I have already contributed to Zuri's entrepreneurial enterprise. I've spent $5. You know, we don't do endorsements on this program because we are in the news business. But if I'm spending my hard-earned money that I make here on the microphone, so I have a red bow tie that I've clipped, and it's just perfect. Talk to me about these bow ties.
Okay, so I've been watching YouTube videos and watching people just do random duct tape projects, and I came across this duct tape bow video, and I got really interested in it because it seemed really cool. They actually just made duct tape bows, but I decided to put clips on them because you can use them for many different things. So in your hair, on your shirt, whatever purpose you would like to. And I decided to put a clip on it and make a business. And I actually made my own video. Did not go up on YouTube.
Oh, it didn't?
No. But okay. I actually made my own video of how to make one with the clip. And I was really excited. And that's how I started my first business.
How old are you?
9 years old.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Not 19?
Nope.
Not 29?
No.
Almost 19?
Not even close.
Not even close. Mom.
Yes.
You have to be proud.
I am very proud.
Where does this come from?
She's always been really interested in making things. And for me, my business, my job that I do every day is I run an organization called Nation of Makers. So it would be a little hypocritical of me if I didn't support her in making. So pretty much any idea she comes up with in terms of how to make something, I'm always very supportive of, okay, let's see how we can, you know, do this. How can we make it happen? So she came to us with this duct tape bow business and we were like, okay. She's like, can we go to Michael's and buy up the whole aisle of duct tape, you know, in every color, every style, and we're like, sure, let's do it. I was the mean one that didn't let her put her video on YouTube because we're a little, you know, she's only 9, so we want to make sure
and
she's
you
safe.
Have to be protective.
We have to be protective, yeah. But yeah. I am very proud of all the things that she does, and we're definitely, me and her dad are very, very supportive of the things that she's doing.
How many bows have you sold?
Well, I actually did this like selling thing in Virginia or DC, I believe. And I sold a few there, and then I also sold some at the Kid Fest in downtown Silver Spring, and I set up a booth there and an actual stand, and we made duct tape bracelets.
Really?
And then I sold duct tape bows.
So what are you doing with all this money?
Well, I'm not really focused on the duct tape bows right now as much because I have my newer business.
This bow is the old business.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm already behind the times. My trend setting stuff needs some work. But what is the new business?
Okay, so my new business is a slime business. Yes, slime. And it's a gooey texture, consistency.
What do you do with slime?
You can play with it, do different, like, things with it, and you can make different types. So you can make foam ball slime, you can make glitter slime, you can make crunchy slime.
Crunchy slime.
Yeah, crunchy slime.
Which is kind of like an oxymoron. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about a program with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that is inspiring girls to be the next generation of geniuses and captains of industry. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kimberly, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Kimberly. What's on your mind?
Yes, I am so proud of the young women in their little adventure, and I wanted to let them know that I'm an inventor. I just got my first patent issued this month. It's been about a 4 to 5 year process. However, it was well worth it, and it's actually for a medical device to help monitor asthma.
Okay. Interesting.
Congratulations.
Well, and thank you, Kimberly, for sharing. So she you said you just got a patent for it?
Yes. My patent was issued. We got allowance this month. So it's very it's even though it's a technology, we actually use 3D printers to do our prototyping.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Can you talk to me a little bit, Tanaga, about how many women's ideas come through? Because as I said, this seems to be something, an industry, an idea factory that has always been dominated by men.
So we don't have the data. We don't ask actually on the patent application or the documents that you submit the gender or the age of our applicant. So we don't really know. But just we do know that we need to do some work in the area of encouraging women just in general in STEM areas, right? So everybody, including all agencies, they're really trying to beef up their efforts and support for encouraging women and girls in STEM, which is why we're having the program.
Now, and about this program, because I've got to take a break before, and it's just a short break. It's only 15 seconds. But for those that are interested in having their young girls participate in the program, where can they find information and where should they email?
Well, it's definitely on our website. They can visit at uspto.gov. But we're asking parents to just simply send an email to education@uspto.gov.
Again?
education@uspto.gov. And just give the name of their child and the age of the child.
And as always, that information will be posted on our website on WHUR.com around 9 o'clock tonight. It's open until December 5th. So, and the age group for the girls?
Oh, generally all girls, but we're focusing primarily on about 7 to 17.
There we go. We'll be back in just a bit. Need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the girls some more and find out more about this program. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment.
Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking to some very young inventors and very young entrepreneurs, participants in a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office program that is inspiring girls to be the next generation of entrepreneurs and business women. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guests are Tanaga Boozer. She is a program advisor with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, 15-year-old Takaya Roberts, and 9-year-old Zuri Davis, and Dorothy Jones Davis, Zuri's mother. Give us a call. The girls want to talk to you. They are absolutely brilliant. We need to invent more girls like this. How about that? So please give us a call. They are really, really just fascinating young women. And this program, I think, is really, really interesting, too. Before the break, we were talking to Zuri, who's 9 years old, about her invention of slime. Definitely something for her age group, for her demographic. So, Zuri, finish telling me about the whole slime thing. How did you make it?
Okay, so I actually have a website. It's 123slimygoo.com.
Slimygoo.com.
Yeah, slimygoo. Oh. One more time, 123slimygoo.com. And so I've just been making slime and selling slime because it has been a fad at my school. Actually, last year it was a very popular fad. Mm-hmm. And so I decided if I'm going to make it, why not sell it? I actually started selling it at my school.
Really?
And then some people told on me.
Oh.
Shame on you. And then I decided, since I still wanted to sell slime, I decided to make my own website.
Really? So you didn't have to go to the principal's office, did you?
Nope. Oh. I was happy about that.
Yeah, that's not the place to be. But see, here's the thing. If you ever get called into the principal's office, sell some slime to the principal. I've been given a gift of slime. And I will tell you, for those of you who cannot see this, obviously, because this is radio, it is slimy. It is pretty. It almost looks, I would say this is Christmas slime.
Yes.
Because this is the Christmas holiday. So it's green and silver, and it is slimy. Oof. Yeah, you can go ahead and laugh. We do laugh on this program. Wow. So now, how much do you sell your slime for?
On my website, I actually sell most of my slime for $4.15.
Mm-hmm.
And then some slime, actually one of my slimes is $9.15. This is because it's not just slime. It's actually chalkboard slime. And so it comes with a chalkboard marker that you can pick the color. And it's a really cool slime because you can literally draw on it with the marker like it's a chalkboard. And then you play with the slime again, and then it completely erases.
Really? So it's not going to mess up the walls?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, if you... I have not
let her put it on the walls. There are strict rules in our house about where the slime can be made,
right,
and how much can be made at a time.
I think this is great. And even the super slime at $9.15, I still think it's a bargain. But as a mother, we often, I think in popular culture, we see great young people, you know, 60 Minutes or all of this, and they're painting and they're playing instruments, and people would say they've been here before. Both of these girls are very mature, and they're not just pleasant and well-mannered. But they're big-brained girls. As a mother, how does that make you feel?
I'm really excited. I went to a women's college, so for me, it's all girl power. I went to Wellesley College. Proud of that. So I think maybe so she came out the womb like that. I don't know. but I think there's a lot of things that we can do to support our young ladies. I think there's a lot of media that sometimes portrays women in a particular way or doesn't necessarily laud the achievements that they have, or maybe diminishes their aspirations. And I think one thing that we can do for young women, and I know that, again, the viewers can't see the girls, too, but these are two young girls of color. I think that when you see two young ladies of color, too, I think a lot of times women, especially women of color, are, sometimes told that they're lesser than or that they're not able to achieve in the same ways. And so we've been very fortunate to be around friends and family, and we surround ourselves and make sure that she's surrounded by a nurturing environment in our household. And I'm sure the same is true for you, Takaya. There's lots of cheerleaders along the way, and even the folks at USPTO, what they're doing, those moments matter. So, I definitely really encourage folks to sign up for those opportunities for their kids, because I think that, I'm taking advantage of the resources that are available. This is a free program that's going to teach your kids, how to get started in business, how to make those ideas come to life. That's a really amazing resource, and we're really lucky to have the USPTO in our area to have something like that. So we try to surround our daughter with that, with Zuri with that, and encourage other parents to do the same thing.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Barack calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hey.
And I applaud the subject, the young creative minds on the program. I kind of wish I had a program like this when I was coming up, because I was always a creative person. And so my question is, for a person that wants to do-it-yourself patent, is there inexpensive, some kind of incentive to bring the creative minds to that patent process? Because it sounds complicated from the people that I've talked to. Is there a simple way of doing this?
So, yes, actually, we have a lot of resources at the United States Patent and Trademark Office to help inventors that would like to file their applications on their own, known as pro se. We actually have a pro se unit that will actually help you. You can actually come into the office and get help. And that's actually both on the patent side and the trademark side. We have assistance centers that will actually help people who are interested and willing to actually file their applications on their own. We also have programs that where you can find an attorney that will actually do some work for you for free, called pro bono. So while it's a complicated process, it's doable, but I would advise you to get some help, and there's definitely free help at the PTO. So just give us a call.
Thank you, Barack, for your phone call. With that said, now you mentioned pro se, because a lot of people probably, this is really slimy, a lot of people would say, well, I need an attorney. And as brilliant as these young ladies are, you guys aren't, you don't have like law degrees or anything, do you?
No.
Not yet.
No.
You're working on yours, though, probably. Zuri, she's like, hey, you never know. I just may. Can they actually have patents?
Absolutely. Fortunately, I work for an amazing boss. Her name is Joyce Ward at the Patent and Trademark Office. And what she does with the group in the education and outreach is that she allows us to travel across the country and speak to kids and teachers all the time. So we actually do run into many kids who actually have patents, right? So on the workshop, we're going to have an amazing girl who's actually not only has one patent, but she's working on her second patent, and she's just in high school. So we see children all the time with wonderful and amazing ideas, and with the support of their parents, moving forward with getting a patent.
So how do they do that? Because again, these are minors, and I'm assuming that the process is not cheap. So under this program, let's say, for example, someone like Takaya has a brilliant idea, and she wants to get a patent for it. Where does the money come? Do her parents have to pay for the patent? How does that work?
Well, so there are many different ways to pay, but the kids that we see most often, they're usually competing in these really high-stakes science fairs and invention competitions. And you would not believe it, but I see 9 to 13-year-olds getting $10,000 and $20,000 checks just to move forward with their patents.
Okay, now explain how that works. You're talking about competitions.
Yes, so there are a number. I won't necessarily mention them on the air, but there are a number of invention competitions.
I see.
Robotics competitions, and they support this kind of thing. They're actually trying to embrace the notion that kids are creative and they're amazing, and if you let them tinker at a young age, that they will just kind of create things. And so the money follows these great minds. So we will have some kid inventors actually at the program next Saturday at the Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay. And again, tell me specifically where that is. And this is you can't participate unless you sign up, correct?
Yes, we definitely want kids to register at education@uspto.gov. It is in Alexandria at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. We are at 600 Delaney Street, Alexandria, and we're right off of Duke Street, right there in the heart of Alexandria.
So, Takaya, first of all, where do you go to school?
North Point High School.
North Point. Where is North Point?
It's in Charles County.
Awesome.
Actually, our boys, I'll give the football team a shout out. They're state champs, hopefully, this year. This game tonight. They have a game tonight.
Yeah, I think I heard that. But yeah. Let me say, whether they win or lose, they should be giving you a shout out. I'm just saying. But, you know, that's just me. Where did you get your interest in inventing and creating? Where did it start for you?
It started since I was little. I had a notebook when I was little, and I hated shots. I still hate them to this day. I just can't stand them.
Oh, you mean like injections for needles?
Yeah,
and
okay. I just can't stand them.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. So I don't like going to the doctor, and I made like a sticker shot. My mom was like, oh, that's actually already invented. I didn't know that at the time. But I was just thinking about little things since I was little. In my school, actually, they have programs where you can break out into what you're interested in. And right now I'm in the Manufacturing Engineering Technologies program.
What does that mean? What do you do there?
As my teacher says, it's the transformation of a raw material to a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be wood, plastic, or metal, and we work on different things. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And what year in school is this for you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. So what's the plan for you after high school?
I'm thinking about Berkeley. That's what I'm interested in right now, either Berkeley or MIT.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to go there, and if not, then... But it will happen. You know, we speak it into existence. So
now how about that? Talk to me about your. Oh my gosh, my bow fell off. What am I going to do now? I may have to buy another one. She's like, yeah, money. Where did your confidence come from?
My mom.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. At a young age, she always taught me like, this is who you are. It would be outfits. Like, I'd be wearing the craziest thing coming out the house. She'd be like, do you like it? Yes. If I liked it, then that's all that mattered. And she always taught me, like, be you all the way. I had to cut my hair when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, a knot in my hair. Like, it just knotted up really bad. I didn't comb it through. It was my fault. But anyway, so it didn't do my hair, and I had to cut it. And I was just, I think that cut really made me more confident in just me. So I just, you know, I rock it.
And I see, you know, you two have been bonding over here with a hand-holding. You're giving her some encouragement and some support. There is slime on my computer mouse. There is, oh, gosh, this stuff. Now I see why Mom says there are certain places where you can put the slime. I know my boss is going to come in here, and she's going to use the mouse, and she's going to say, that daggone Harold Fisher. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the program in just a bit and hear more from the girls. Stay with us. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation with delightful girls that are truly inspiring next generation of entrepreneurs and inventors, Zuri Davis and Takaya Roberts. They are participants in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's, what is the name of the program?
It is the actual Invention and Entrepreneurship Day. Girl Powered Invention and Entrepreneurship Day.
But this isn't the only thing that you all are participating in. You're doing some other things too.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, like what? Okay. I play soccer too.
Mm-hmm.
And 3D printing. Right now I'm trying to combine it together. So I'm trying to combine 3D printing and fashion. So I'm trying to figure out how you can integrate the two to make something that's...
But wait a minute. Zuri's doing fashion. You can't do fashion if Zuri's doing fashion. You know, you can't encroach on...
Maybe they can combine.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Some, some real cool stuff together.
Yeah. So co-CEOs.
Yeah.
But there were some other things that you wanted to share.
I just wanted Takaya to mention, and Zuri, like, where do you spend your time? Where do you get some of your training?
Okay. Metro Warrior STEM organization has been very important and beneficial to me.
And this is called what now?
Metro Warrior STEM organization.
What is that?
It's a STEM chapter, so it's under NSBE, which is the National Society of Black Engineers.
Yes, right.
It's a junior chapter, so you can compete in different competitions. We've had car building competitions where you build a car from ground up and then you race that car. That's called 1080. They have FLL, that's called First Lego League, and you build a little robotic creation, whatever it can be. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a robot, but it'll travel on a table. And it'll complete different missions. But right now at NWSO, I am teaching a 3D printing class. And the kids are working on a project called Helping Hands. And we're making ornaments for the holidays to put on your Christmas tree or however else you might decorate your house. And with that, our next season are for the class, we're trying to make a 3D printed prosthetic hand. So that's the next thing. And they say the most expensive part on the hand is the Velcro. So you have everything is made out of plastic in the printer. So that's our next step for Metro Warriors.
Wow. Now, who is designing the prosthetic hand?
That's on a site called Enable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually already designed. So you can print it off or it's an open source. So you can edit them how you like.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever contributes to it is a part of it. So if someone had an idea to make the hand better, you can modify that. Kids have put rubber band strings from their braces to help with the elastic for the fingers for them to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all body operated. So for kids that don't have a wrist, it can be powered with your elbow. And if you don't have an elbow, it can be powered with your arm or you reaching across your body. So it's all body powered.
Amazing. That is truly amazing. So, Zuri, I'm going to have to ask you to give away some secrets.
Okay.
What is the next business? We have business number one. We had the bow. I'm a client. Okay. So let's be clear. And we have slime. So what's the next idea?
Okay, so my next idea is actually a finger knitting business. So it would actually
finger knitting?
Well, it wouldn't be like finger knitting, but it would be a scarf business.
Okay.
So I would make scarves because I really love to finger knit in my spare time when I get a chance to because I have to balance my schedule.
Since
I also have to do figure skating. And so I was just thinking about doing a finger knitting business. Different color yarn, making them custom, probably making it a seasonal thing so it makes more sense unless you live in somewhere like, I don't know, Siberia or something.
Yeah.
Or Iceland.
Right. I mean, those are the places that first come to mind for me, let me tell you. But see, here's the thing. If you have to do ice skating, why not sell the scarves to the ice skaters? Because you are out on the ice, and ice is cold. It's cold in the skating rink. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I will be having my lawyer contact you for my royalties, for my ideas. Okay, so... All right, so here's the question. So what's wrong with the girls? Because they're just so perfect, right? But, you know, all jokes aside, as brilliant as Zuri and Takaya are, I'm sure they are, just still girls.
Yep, definitely. Definitely still, you know, I think the beautiful thing is that, what they're doing, I think for some people it's like, oh, you know, this is not approachable. This is not something my kid could do. Or, you know, some girls that might be listening are like, that's really great. Those are those girls that are, you know, exceptional. I'm just an everyday girl. But the reality is that in a supportive environment, all girls have ideas. Mm-hmm. All girls do stuff. I mean, the things that Zuri described all came out of ideas that she had just for fun, and same with Takaya, right? It was like something they did just because they enjoyed doing it. And then at some point, something clicked and was like, huh, well, if I enjoy doing this, I just want to share this with other people. And then, you know, maybe somebody said, hey, you know, why don't, you know, you think about making this into a business, or, you know, making this into an innovation, or for the girl that patented something, why don't you get a patent for this? Because this is something that's never been seen before. And so I think that that's really where you start. So think about the things that you love doing, the things that you wake up every day and you're inspired by, and really, you know, find your champions, the people that are going to cheerlead you and support you to do those things. And parents, encourage your kids to do those things. I don't think, you know, I think, yes, I would love to say my daughter is special because I'm her mom and I think she's special and all that great stuff. But I think, there are other girls, all girls are special. Mm-hmm. Every individual, and boys too, are special. You know, every individual on this earth is special in some way. And I think finding the thing that wakes you up and makes you excited, and then thinking about, you know, it doesn't have to turn into a business. Some of the business motivation actually came out of trying to recoup costs, because once we bought, like, I don't know, 10 things of duct tape, we're like, duct tape is expensive.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when she sold a few, we, you know, the first, she actually sold some at a USPTO event in Michigan, and she racked up quite a bit of money, it turns out. We went and we invested back into the business. And so we said, you know, this is what you can do as a business owner. You know, you should invest back into your business. She wasn't super happy about that. She wanted to buy all the toys in the toy aisle. She was just, I think, 7 at the time. And so, you know, it was tempting for her. But I think that setting that and, you know, having that conversation is helpful.
You were going to say something?
Yes. I think the biggest thing is about having passion and a good support system. You have people, you know, friends or even family that are listening right now. And thank you to you all, because you keep me going. When you have people that have your back, and you know they have your back, and people you can count on at all times, they make you want to keep going. Even when it gets hard, like, man, I don't have any sales this week, or man, how can I make this better? When you have people that support you, if it's your parents or whatever else it may be, it's like, I can do this. And, you know, that's another thing. And if you love to do it, that will always, if you have a fire and a passion for what you want to do, that will always make you want to keep doing it, whether it works out or not. It's okay. So it didn't work this time. How can I make it work next time? It's so many times I've had, I call them soon to be success prints, but basically a failed print where it doesn't work and it just is a blob of mess. We put in a bag and we save it for next time. We say, how can we make this better? And we make it better, and it's beautiful and 10 times better than what we ever thought it could be. So I think that's the most important thing.
I think that is a wonderful way to end this conversation. I will tell you, Takaya, you're very inspirational.
Thank you.
And I can see you, again, not only being a captain of industry, but somebody's supportive boss.
Thank you.
So I'll keep you out of the newsroom. yes, dear.
I also want to give a shout out to all my classmates that are watching right now. I know you guys are watching. I know you guys support me, and I want you guys to be the best you can, especially the girls in my class. You got this. Do what you want to, and do it the right way.
Woo! Well, I want to thank everyone. Tanaga, thank you so much for coming.
Sure.
Zuri Davis, Takaya Roberts, and Dorothy Jones Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good luck. And
Girl power.
How about power? There you go. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, November 30th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.